Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the day winds down, expect cooler temperatures with a light breeze across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant evening, perfect for a walk outside if you're in the area. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that a direct hit in Nahariya has triggered non-stop sirens in northern Israel. The IDF states that Operation Eternal Darkness has eliminated over 250 Hezbollah terrorists earlier today. Also from the Jerusalem Post, at least one woman suffered injuries from a Hezbollah rocket barrage toward Nahariya. Megan David Adom confirms that 6 rockets were intercepted, but a 7th struck a residence. Also this hour, according to Walla, under the guidance of the Southern Command and Shin Bet, the IDF eliminated a terrorist involved in a building collapse that killed 21 IDF soldiers earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reports that the IDF has taken control of Bint Jebel, expanding ground operations in southern Lebanon. Division 98 has encircled the town and launched an attack on a Hezbollah stronghold. And finally, JTA notes that Israelis remain on high alert as U.S.-Iran talks fail. Former President Trump imposes a blockade, accusing Iran of not ceding its nuclear ambitions. Here's what people are saying online. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, according to Al Arabiya, calls for Lebanon to be urgently included in the ceasefire between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. He warns the 2-week truce is highly fragile, posting just minutes ago. On a different note, a user highlights 3 crypto security failures within 13 days, mentioning them as human errors and linking them to a North Korean social engineering campaign, posting just minutes ago. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reports that Kepler data shows only 4 ships transited the Strait of Hormuz yesterday, contradicting Donald Trump's claim of 34 vessels. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Nahariya, where Ynet reports a direct strike has heightened tensions in the area. The IDF has announced a major operation against Hezbollah, killing over 250 terrorists. This development underscores the escalating conflict in northern Israel, affecting the daily lives of civilians. Turning to the IDF's actions in Gaza, Walla reveals that a key terrorist tied to a tragic building collapse has been neutralized. The operation was a coordinated effort with the Shin Bet. This serves as a critical blow to Hamas, impacting its operational capabilities. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights the strategic move in Bint Jebel. The IDF's encirclement of this Hezbollah stronghold is part of broader efforts in southern Lebanon. This operation indicates significant military advancements with potential diplomatic ramifications in the region. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Israel's skies have reopened, but booking flights remains risky. The travel landscape is marked by uncertainty, affecting travel plans and potentially fares for those looking to visit or leave the region. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Israeli entrepreneur Nir Zuk aims for the American banking system. He submitted a request to acquire a Californian bank's parent company, marking a major financial move. And finally, CTEC covers Nir Zuk's bid for Liberty Bank. Following the sale of Esh Bank, Zuk seeks regulatory approval to become the largest shareholder, illustrating his significant pivot into U.S. finance. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.